My name's Tammy
Hey,
Emanetic.
Tammy.
Hello,
Hey, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy. Hey, everyone. Yeah, cracky. I found Hikna at the beginning of the pandemic. The first lockdown we had. I was at a loss. All of my face-to-face meetings had stopped. And, my sponsor had been doing meetings on Hikna for a while. And, the lady just said to me, "Come on, Hikna, they're great, you'll like it." I'm like, "Well, I'll check it out, And I don't know, there's something different about it being an audio-only meeting. I feel like it's a bit more intimate, I tend to struggle with meetings that have that, video platform because I get self-obsessed with how I look and everything else, So I like the fact that it's audio only. And it's been my home group now for a while. And I don't do face-to-face meetings, even knowing there are plenty of face-to-face meetings in the city that I live in. This is where I feel at home. This is where I get a lot from everyone, especially people with time. They're people with more time than me, because there's such humility about the way people share, even though they might be decades clean. There's no airs and graces. They don't wrap anything up as in, I've had a decades clean that kind of come across almost that their life is perfect, And I don't get that from the people with decades clean on Hikna. What I get is the realness of them living life on life's terms, being clean and in recovery, and their honesty. It's so refreshing. It means that I don't have to try and be perfect and pretend that my life is like brilliant and everything in recovery, that I can just breathe and live and learn and grow. I get so much connection out of the Hikna meetings. I get so much growth and listening to people, and I've gotten through some really, really heavy stuff over the past couple of years because, there's people in the Hikna meetings that, have gone through deaths of their members of family and before I did, and they walked through it clean and they got through it clean, and it was about a year or so before my father passed away, and then, my sister passed away last year, and I'm able to share that stuff on here because others have done it. And, there's no, it's a connection, there's a togetherness on here, that people can hear if I'm okay or not just by the sound of my voice. And I feel like that's a beautiful thing, And to know that I've got this place that I can come to. Yeah, I'm not ruling out face-to-face meetings for the rest of my life, I just haven't done one probably about nearly 6 months, and it's refreshing in a way because, I feel comfortable, and it's, I sit in my pajamas on my bed, just like now, I've just been listening to people share while I've been writing out some of my tradition studies, and it's nice, that there's no real formality. It's just sit and I can relax and I can listen, It's a beautiful place to be, and there's so many people that I've connected with. I've connected with sponsees that live in completely and utterly different parts of the globe than me, And I've never even been in the same room as these people. I've never even been in the same room as the only person I've been in the same room as is my sponsor, And it's just amazing, Like people care about each other here, and it's genuine and it's beautiful. And yeah, I feel blessed. And where I'm at in my recovery at the moment, today's been a bit of an odd day. I've had a bit of weird experiences with some of the people that I work with. I ended up having to work with one of the assistant managers on my own with her all day yesterday because we were two members of staff down and I was called in on my day off. And, you know, how she was acting around other people today, it was completely different to how she was acting with me yesterday. And, you know, they're saying, like, comments about my laugh, and it's a bit like, okay, all right. You know, I'm not hurt. I'm not upset. I'm just aware, you know. And I had to take a moment when they gave me a break to go upstairs and just sit down. And the beauty of our program and the serenity prayer, and say it a couple of times, and 1, 2, and 3, hand it over, you know, because I don't want to react today. You know, there were comments that the other assistant manager was saying about me not having a break when I only got a 10-minute break yesterday, and when I was doing an 8.5-hour shift, you know. And it's like the comments, the way she was saying things was almost wanting to provoke a reaction out of me. And through prayer, meditation, and this program, thank God that I have the ability to pause and respond and not react to people the way that I used to, you know, and I have the ability to just take a minute, go upstairs, walk away, and look at me and just calm the storm within me and just calm me and make sure I'm okay and that I'm not this reactive, like a nuclear reactor, that I'm not going to turn around and say something I might regret, you know, and I'm not going to take on board that energy. And I'm, you know, the beauty of the program, in it, you know. So, yeah, anyway, I feel like I'm rambling now. Thank you so much for your service, Jay, Steve in absentia, and thank you so much for your service, Ellie, and everyone that does service on Hikana. I'll leave it at that. Thanks.